And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of all the fruit of the trees of the garden. Verse 3. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither touch it, lest ye die. Verse 4. Because here's what Satan's going to always do to your faith. And the serpent said unto her, unto the woman, you sure? You're not going to die. No, God's not going to do that. Verse 5. And for God doth know that in that day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. God's just keeping you from something that's good for you. Focus right here, class. God's not keeping you from anything that's good for you. Okay, let me say that again. God is not keeping anything from you that's good for you. You may be doing that. You may be thinking that. You may have that in your mind. Well, I knew this fellow, he's dead and gone now. That I asked him how he's doing one day, and he said, well, I'm just waiting around to see what cheap trick God's going to play on me today. This is a very bad attitude to have toward God, all right? And so my point is, God's not withholding anything good from you. You just may not be prepared to handle that responsibility of that good thing. Are y'all with me? Okay, we're going to get into this year. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. It hath no toiling with it, all right? That's the verse we're into right here. But we got to start where God started. And so Satan cast doubt on the Word of God. You have a choice this year, 2020, to either believe what this says or not believe what it says. And you're going to have to some days make yourself believe what this says, because you're not going to feel like believing what it says, Draven. Because you're going to look at what you can see, Sonia. And you're going to say, well, I don't feel like that's true today. So you have to get your feelings over here, Martha, and the truth over here. And you have to select which one by faith you're going to believe that day. Your feelings or the Word of God. Anybody here know what I'm talking about? All right? And it's not always easy. Okay? It's not always easy. Verse number 6. And when the woman saw, first mistake. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, you have to trust the Word of God over what you see with your natural eyes, and that it was pleasant to the eyes. God never said it was ugly. God never said it was bad to eat as far as the fruit itself. He said, that's just my tree. Don't eat of it. You can have all this other stuff, but don't eat of this tree. Kind of like a tithe. This is mine. You can have the other 90 trees. Give me this one tree right here. You got the other 99 tree, or the other 90 trees. Give me this tree, and you're good. But we're not always satisfied with God's plan for us. Can I get an amen? Amen? We're not always satisfied because we think, just like Eve, Martha, God's withholding something from us. Are y'all with me today? Okay. We're going to have to crucify this flesh to make this journey. Because what do I always tell you? Everything that looks good to the eyes, everything that you think is good for you, it's good to you, but it's not good for you. She took the fruit thereof and she did eat. She did this based on this conversation she had with Satan. Don't do anything based on a conversation you have with conversating, all right? Because if you're conversating, you're going down the wrong road. You need to park him, and you need to read what this says. Are y'all with me? And make yourself read it, and make yourself believe it. And she did eat, and now watch, this is the tricky part. And she gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now, Satan is there, Miss Arlene, he don't say a word. Doesn't say a word. He's silent. And he did eat. Now here's why he ate. Because when Eve ate, Matthew, she changed. We'll get into it a little later. She changed. And the only way, she couldn't come back to where Adam was at. She went down a road, there was no turnaround on it. The only way Adam could get to where she was eat the fruit that she ate, which was God's tree, and go to where she was. The only way that we could connect with Jesus is Jesus come to where we were, because we could not get to where he was at. Are y'all with me? That's called the grace of God. If you ever get confused on salvation and who did this, who did that, you go to this chapter in your Bible. Because God, we don't have time today, we'll get to it. God goes and talks to them just like nothing has happened, Hilton. Later on in the verses, he goes in the cool of the day and he calls up their name, Jonathan, and Adam says, well, God, you know, we got a problem. And God says, who told you we had a problem? Who told you is a good question to ask a lot of things that you think. Mm-hmm.